Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everybody to the third episode of MLB Weekly Roundup. Tonight will be just a 15-minute, short, quick, and to the point episode. This is going to be talking a lot about what we've had going on with the ALDS and NLDS and transforming over into the ALCS and NLCS. Now, I'm your host, Evan Petzl, alongside Justin Levine, both of us writers at Vapple USA. To start here, there's been a lot of takeaways, whether it's Chase Utley's slide, to Russell Martin's throw, to Kyle Schwarber's moonshot, to Jose Bautista's woodchuck, everything. We've seen everything in these divisional series games. We've also seen a lot of stuff go down in the championship series games. I know one of the guys that has been an absolute surprise is Daniel Murphy of the Mets. No one thought he would break out like he did. He's batting a smidge under .500 throughout this this championship series. But just to get things started, Justin, let's talk about your Blue Jays real quick. Tell us what they did against the Rangers and talk about how they've got themselves in a little bit of a hole here against the Royals.
The Blue Jays certainly played very, very well during the ALDS. They came right back from a 2-0 deficit against Rangers, and they advanced the ALCS. The most recent games of light, Game 4 with an 8-4 win over the Rangers, and Game 5 with a Bautista woodchuck in a Blue Jays 6-3 victory.
Yeah, and you're talking about them coming back from a deficit like they did in the ALDS. They're going to have to do it here in the ALCS, as they're already down 2-0 against Kansas City. One thing we learned from that series there is, this Royals team, they can count on Johnny Cueto to get it done in the clutch when he needs to. That was one thing. That's one of the reasons why they actually picked him up from the Reds over the trade deadline, is because, when they were in that must-win Game 5 situation against their opposing team, they did a really good job of sending him out there, and they were confident in him, and that allowed them to get to that ALCS game. And, look where they're at now. Now they have a nice lead there, and they should be all right.
Certainly. Absolutely. If we look at the Blue Jays... If we look at the Blue Jays ALCS, after talking about the ALDS, which I was going to review, they're back in their hole, and they're behind 2-0 to the Kansas City Royals, and that's really a struggle coming back here to Toronto tomorrow night, where the game will start at 7 o'clock. They really need to get their act together, but speaking of other teams like the Mets, I think we have ourselves quite a series ahead of us.
And looking at this this Mets team, they really impressed me. Game 3, 4, and 5, they won Game 3, 13-7 against the Dodgers, and then ended up losing Game 4 by just 2 runs. But then Game 5, they came out with a 3-2 victory over the Dodgers to win that series. And now where they're at right now in the NLCS against the Chicago Cubs, they won Game 1, and it looks like they're about to win Game 2, as it's in the bottom of the eighth right now with Cespedes at the dish. This is a team that's really surprised me this year, and Cubs-Mets. Nobody expected either of those teams to make the playoffs this year, and look where they're at right now. And speaking of this Cubs team, they're the only team to win a divisional series matchup within 4 games. All the rest of them were within 5, but Cubs, they beat the Cardinals in games 3 and 4, and they ended up taking home that divisional crown. But now it's just another step forward for them.
Absolutely. It certainly is another step forward for them, and one that Cubs fans have been waiting for a very, very long time after a great series against the Cardinals. They really got their act together, and they really pulled out well behind Joe Maddon, who is in his first year as Cubs manager.
Yeah, and just to review real quick what we have going on, so just to make sure everybody's aware, the New York Mets lead 1-0 over the Cubs, looking to make it 2-0 over the Cubs. That game is going on right now. That is the National League Championship Series. And flipping things over to the American League side, Kansas City leads the American League Championship Series 2-0 over the Toronto Blue Jays. That's just so exactly what's going on right now mean, looking at those games, it was game one of a possible seven between the Blue Jays and Royals. Volquez went out there and was absolutely dominant. Six innings pitched, two hits, four walks, five strikeouts, 111 pitches. He showed that, you know, he still has the ability to go deep into pitch counts, even if the innings pitched aren't too deep. The good thing is, Royals, strong bullpen, so you can always turn it over to them and hope for the best. And talking about outstanding players like Volquez, Justin, why don't you let us know, who do you think is, in your opinion, your single biggest player this postseason, your biggest standout player, if you had to choose just one?
Honestly, I would want to go with Jose Bautista, yet he didn't really do much other than Game 5. I would go with Colby Rasmus. He has become the ultimate new Mr. October. He's been absolutely huge for the Houston Astros with four home runs and six RBIs total so far this postseason. He's just been so good. His defense is slick. His offense is just as good as you're going to see this offseason. I think he's been fantastic.
Yeah, and, you know, you're talking about how outstanding he's been. You know, I can't deny that. He has been very, very, very good. But, you know, in October, we've already seen Daniel Murphy step up. He's been outstanding. Over 25 at-bats in October. It's been eight hits for him, one double, four dingers, six RBIs. You know, he did struggle in the first series, but we've really seen him come alive here in this championship series against the Cubs, you know, batting 429 with a .500 on base percentage, 1.286 slugging percentage. At this point, I think he is my player of the entire postseason so far. I think there's some other very good candidates like Justin Turner, who's come alive. He did a great job when the Dodgers faced off against the Mets, you know, dominating his old team. And at this point, yeah, Colby Rasmus is a great choice, but in my opinion, it's Daniel Murphy. The way he's been getting it done, I think, you know, for these two, for the first NLCS victory and possibly the second one, if the final three outs can be recorded here from the Mets, I think you really put the name Daniel Murphy on those two wins.
Absolutely. He has been really quite something the last couple of days. Clutch hits, great defense. Him and Colby Rasmus, I'd say, are just about tied, but Murphy doing something that no one expected.
We've already seen early in this postseason that, you know, the Mets, they're not just this year. They're next year, the next, over and over and over. I would not be surprised to see them possibly make the postseason, you know, maybe five of the next 6 years, because, you know, regardless of how things finish off for the Mets here in the NLCS, whether they win or lose or head to the World Series or go home, you know, their rotation of DeGrom, Harvey, Syndergaard, and Steven Matz, you know, that is possibly the best rotation in the game. And if it's not right now, it will be in the future. You know, we've already seen early this postseason, they're not affected by the big stage. They can come out there and they can really do what they got to do. You got to think, if you can add maybe, you know, if you can add a David Price to that lineup, or maybe, I don't know, just tossing some names out there, but, you know, if you can add a dominant veteran pitcher, you're talking about an outstanding pitching staff that is going to be great for the years to come.
Absolutely. I think that team is one that, like you said, could be going to the postseason for many seasons to come.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking about the types of players that, you know, could maybe be formed around that team, you know, you're already seeing that dominant pitching staff, and you already got some core players in there, but, you know, maybe they pick up somebody like I said, David Price, maybe like a Jason Hayward or Justin Upton out there, help in the outfield, because, you know, at this point, Kadir is getting pretty old, so why not just stick a young free agent outfielder, let him do some work. Also, you got Zach Greinke, who's going to opt out with his contract with the Dodgers. He could join that rotation, maybe Johnny Cueto, you know, but there's a lot of a lot of big outfielders, a lot of big pitchers you can add. One guy that I'm interested in seeing them maybe add is someone like a Chris Davis. I know Chris Davis played a little outfield there for the Orioles, but he can also play first base. I think that's a spot where they could use him. That Mets team could use another dominant power hitter, especially if they don't re-sign Cespedes, which at this point I don't think they will.
Yeah, I think many people don't see it happening. Yes, it would be nice, but it might not be happening. Speaking of which, it is his birthday tonight, and he is celebrating non-grand fashion like he did with a wild throw last night that was absolutely fantastic. But he did single on a ground ball tonight that scored Curtis Granderson, and that's something at least.
Yeah, at least they're getting something from Cespedes, who's shown just raw power and a great arm this entire postseason, and really this entire season, whether it's been with the Dodgers and the Mets. You got to think what a story it would be if Cespedes, left Detroit, allowed Detroit to get some big pitching prospects, and then eventually came back next year. What a story that would be. And, Justin, I guarantee you we will be right here to cover that on air if it does end up happening in the future. But we got a long time to think about that when right now it's all postseason baseball. And one guy that it's all about postseason baseball is Kyle Schwarber. He's had some monster home runs. He's hard-hitting, has a great eye, and he has a postseason-leading MLB exit velocity of 102 miles per hour. You can't get much more power than that, can you?
No, you certainly could not. He has been everything that the Cubs have been looking for many years that you can't even put into numbers. And he's been fantastic. And speaking of Kyle Schwarber, a member of the Chicago Cubs, there is now one out in the top of the ninth with the Mets up 4-1.
Yeah, and as you're speaking, it looks like the Mets should be able to get this one all locked down, but you never know. Crazier things have happened with 2 minutes and just 50 seconds ago. I don't know if we're going to be able to cover that one live, but flipping over to a different subject really quick, Chase Utley, his appeal is going to be pushed back possibly to 2016. As you know, the MLB says, we have no real rush now that the Dodgers are out. There's not a real reason to push for this to be figured out. You know, it was supposed to be appealed earlier this week. We were supposed to have the hearing, but it doesn't look like it. It looks like it's going to be pushed back, and that was just because of a hard slide into second base. I would not be surprised, Justin, if we saw possibly this offseason, if not next offseason, if we did see maybe takeout slider rules being revised or enforced. I think there have been plenty, including some during the postseason, obviously, and one last month that ended Jung-Ho Kang's season. He's the Pittsburgh Pirates shortstop. I don't know if it was because Tata broke his leg or because, he plays for a big-time New York franchise, but this is a prime-time game, and that injury was seen all around the world. I think, maybe we might see some changes.
There's definitely a possibility of that, and like you brought with Jung-Ho Kang's injury, that was really quite terrible, and looking back at Utley's play, they were really quite similar, and I'm sure Utley's very disappointed by his appeal being moved back, but sometimes you just got to live with it and do what you can do.
Yeah, and Justin, with what we have now with the Blue Jays and Royals, we have Mets, Cubs. How do you see those four teams finishing off? Who's your World Series championship if you had to predict it from right now?
If I had to pick right now, I would want to say the Chicago Cubs are going to end up being that team. Right now, I would consider them being pushed back two games to nothing after tonight's loss with two outs in the top of the ninth. But, I mean, the Blue Jays, I would like to see them be the team facing the Cubs in the World Series. But the Cubs, I do see their lineup pushing out to a win.
Yeah, and with just a couple seconds left in the show, I got the Mets. Believe it or not, I got them making a push to the World Series and defeating the Toronto Blue Jays, who I think will make a huge comeback. And that'll be it for Week 3 of MLB Weekly Roundup. I am Evan Petzold alongside Justin Levine. Thank you for tuning in. You can follow me, Evan Petzold, on Twitter at Evan Petzold, and you can follow Justin Levine on Twitter at Justin Vav. That is Justin Levine Vav, V-A-V. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.